Liverpool look for the killer ball into Sturridge. Worked away by Palace though. Long and fed out the left side. Gale's on it into the penalty area. Looks to feed it in low to Campbell. And just intercepted by Martin Skrtel at the death of that move. Well, Gale might have thought about going for goal himself, but Campbell was in the better position. And for the first time in the game, Liverpool were on the rack. Palace to start again down the left-hand side. It's with Pape Suare, the cross in from the left, goes through everyone. There's a cry for a penalty shout as Moreno goes down relatively near the penalty spot alongside Yannick Bolasie.
Well, it was clear that the assistant makes the decision straight away. His flag goes up and he points in Liverpool's favour. Bolasie coming over the top of Moreno, looking down at Pardew. He's screaming for a penalty, but it was quite clear and quite noticeable. The linesman had no hesitation in saying that was a foul from the Palace man.
Kelly will have a throw-in in the Liverpool half. Infield it goes, Ward now into the very centre. Joe Ledley chips one into the box, trying to turn his man. It's Gale! He gets through to be followed up! And it's a goal for Campbell! Crystal Palace and Fraser Campbell. But the big thorn in the side was Dwight Gale, the man who seems to enjoy playing against Liverpool. And it was his first attempt that the keeper, Simon Mignolet, had to parry away. But he only parried it away to the very accurate foot of Fraser Campbell, who thumped it right down the centre. Now this FA Cup tie has come alive. Palace take advantage and they lead Liverpool by a goal to nil.
Coutinho trying to line up a shooting opportunity. Has to play it square across the edge of the box for Lallana and then over to the right side again. They've obviously targeted this area as a possible opening. Markovic to Lallana again. Helps Allen. Now into the box goes Henderson, and there's a... Is that a great save? I think it was. I think Lallana took the shot, and Julian Speroni came to the rescue for Crystal Palace. They played the ball wonderfully around the dangerous areas, and it was Lallana who got the shot away and struck it low into the ground as Speroni made an instinctive stop. Allen to Henderson, out wide to the right, and Markovic. Markovic pushing Suare back into his penalty area. He's entered a real sticky competition. Now in the penalty area, Coutinho trying to go for goal. It's blocked first time, comes back to Coutinho, and this one's right down the centre of goal and saved by Julian Speroni. But I suppose you have to say that Liverpool have reacted to going down in the by a goal in the right way. Daniel Sturridge with the ball, but he's only 10 yards into the Palace half, and Palace have everyone back defending. Now Mamadou Sakho, things have opened up a little bit as he strides further forward, finds a square pass to Henderson. He'll shoot from this distance. Two hands of Speroni keep it at bay, and then further pushed out by Martin Kelly on that right side of the penalty area. Sean to Henderson. Henderson through the centre. Bit heavy with his ball, and now Crystal Palace lose it from Chamakh, but here goes Coutinho, little wizard with the ball dribbling at his feet, and then Sturridge goes down in the penalty area. There were shouts for a penalty by the Liverpool players. Well, the referee paused for a second. There was no involvement from the linesman far side. Allen weaves a path through the centre of the Palace half. Henderson now has more open space as the ball reaches him. Chamakh gets to him, but Henderson has played it off to his right to Emre Can. Now it's Lallana, great footwork, lines himself up, left-footed his shot, hits the man in front of him, Scott Dan, comes back out to Coutinho. He's going to fancy a shot, I think. Oh, that's straight into the hands of the keeper. And although it looked good, I just wonder whether it's the right thing. They're taking these shots from 18, 19 yards at the moment. Joe Allen takes it forward along the floor. Weak pass through the centre, intercepted by Ledley. Ledley for Crystal Palace, hits the ball forward, ricochets off Allen and ends up with Suare. Sends a ball over the top. On it now is Yannick Bolasie, left-hand side. Tries to curve it into the penalty area. Open up for Gale! Oh, that's a big, big stop there from Simon Mignolet. Gale would have fancied himself in that position. Most of Crystal Palace's ground thought they were 2-0 up at that point. What a big stop. He made himself massive, did Simon Mignolet, and keeps it at 1-0.